Ian, during your two-year sabbatical, Bob has made many outlandish statements. Maybe the most fantastic one is that his stool no longer has an offensive odor. What is the scoop with Bob's poop, Ian?
His shit don't stink. It really doesn't.
Is it because he's more perfectly digesting his food completely?
He is the best digester, yes. And it's all because he does those damn coffee enemas. So there's nothing that smells like a coffee pot.
And I believe it's certain bacteria that cause the odor, and he probably does not have the bacteria. Is that true?
That's correct.
Ian, do you and Bob have any plans to dismantle the FDA?
No, we use them as the choir. We use the FDA. That's the most marvelous thing that's ever been created. And it's going to stomp down all these copycats that come along trying to kill people. You'll see. Well, look what happened. Dr. Dean started talking about RNA. People didn't even know what RNA was. And now it's in every lotion, motion, punch, pop, grease, CBC, base, dope line, cream, lotion, thing you take, Chamonix, elixir, serum. It's with RNA. And now it's got RNA, and it's got the patent-pending RNA formula, and it's all about RNA. Nobody even said it. Didn't even know what ribonucleic acid was till she started talking about it. So that's what happened.
The reason I asked the question, Ian, is I'm thinking they would take a keen interest in the ingredients used in living water, because I'm guessing the ingredients are something completely unknown to science. So,
the eye cells on Bob's facial book page, he gave them that. I don't know what else he's got to give them.
So the ingredients will be listed as barley extract?
No, not barley extract.
What ingredients will be listed on the bottle? Do you know yet?
Probably water and living water, or ICEL. Water and ICEL.
Which product is this, Kurt, we're talking about?
Axiom.
Oh, living water.
He's talking about Axiom water, Bob.
Right. And, okay, Carolyn, explain why, from your point of view, why my poop doesn't smell, Carolyn.
That began right after you started taking Pico Silver. So your gut organisms were balanced.
So is that what Ian didn't say that. What did Ian say?
He said my digester.
The best digester, Carolyn.
Right.
You don't know what that means. You don't have any comment on that, do you?
It's a vague statement. It's okay.
Vague?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did the Pico Silver help me digest things, Ian?
Yeah, you were doing a pretty good job before. It did more balance you, which is vague also.
All right. That's a more precise answer for you.
You get the balance right. You get the balance right. You get the balance right. And things work the way they're supposed to. And you don't smell like something that died, crawled up in you and died. See?
Right.
Good.
So that adds a little more detail there for you, Kurt. Now we're talking about,
On your notes, Bob, this is going to be, the defecating Bob, the sweetness of the defecating Bob. Okay, make sure you get the note right in your email. So when you bump into it, defecating Bob, the sweetness of defecating Bob, what in the world, how could that have come up on a cash flows, paydays, rewrite?
Jack Benny never brought that up, did he? Red Skelton never brought it up. Ed Sullivan never brought it up. Bill Donahue brought it up.
Mike Douglas did. Mike Douglas did.
When Zappa was on.
Thing,
when
through, and Sally Jesse Raphael and Basil ate some shit one time. So that's what happened.
Who? Basil?
Beto ate some shit.
Oh yeah, Beto. Yeah, the candidate. Dem candidate.
Nobody talks nobody talks about it anymore because that's over with now. So sorry.
Is Joe Rogan aware of our show?
Yes. Scared to death.
Why doesn't he have me on or Carolyn? What's wrong? He's scared?
Why would he? You take the show over. You take the day over.
That's right. That's
come
right. You get that.
Why would they do that? Why would they do that?
Yeah.
We're
better.
You don't want to be tangled up in that bullshit and the lawsuit.
That's right.
That's going along with it. It's sad.
You're right.
Sad.